Jill Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Hello.
Well, there are all kinds of pollinators out there, but probably the best known is the bumblebee. So what's buzzing with these little guys?
Well, they do buzz, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They're among the very best pollinators because of all that great buzzing they can do. They're great at vibrating their bodies as well as their wings. So bumblebees have that unique property among pollinators in that they can enter into down-pointing, so hanging flowers, and get the pollen to drop by buzzing their bodies, by vibrating their bodies vigorously. That's why they're very considered an essential pollinator to commercial tomato operations. They actually bring them into their greenhouses and harbor them in their greenhouses so that their tomato plants or flowers are pollinated by bumblebees because they're so much better at it. So, but they're not all in greenhouses. They're out in the woods, thankfully. And Minnesota has about at least 18 species of bumblebees. And as people may well know, there's a lot of work going on regarding pollinators and really just understanding who are the pollinators that live in our state, because this is not all that well understood. Bumblebees are social bees. So they're not solitary. We have many other pollinators that are solitary. They're the majority. But bumblebees are another pollinator besides domestic bees, honeybees, that are social. And I've been thinking about them because out working in my garden, I was hearing and seeing, you know, bumblebees all the time going around. I could hear them. I could see them flying around the edge of the opening. And so I spent some time just following some and watching, because these are the queens. These are the queen bumblebees, and we see them at pretty much just now because they have emerged as the weather warmed up a while ago now. It started to warm up. They emerged from what was probably a below-ground place that they spent the winter, and they've emerged to make their own nests and build a colony for the summer. So they're out looking around, and they're looking for maybe a rodent burrow that isn't currently being utilized, or they might be looking for a nice thick patch of dense grass with a lot of thatch at the base of it, so where it's built up over the years. And so they're out looking for the good spot, and once they find it, then they start to set up their place, their nest. And they begin by creating some stores for themselves. So they collect some pollen and some nectar. They provision that nest for themselves. So if weather gets bad, so think of the opening fishing weekend, snow, sleet, winds, about 30 miles an hour, temps hovering around 40. And those days, because they have these little stores for themselves, they don't necessarily have to go out and forage to maintain themselves, sustain themselves. They can utilize those whenever the weather is good enough. And they're out foraging on many bad weather days. If you're a honeybee, you wouldn't think of going out, but bumblebees will go out and forage. So they go out and they start to collect more pollen and nectar, and they create a little ball of pollen, and they typically lay one egg on that ball of pollen in a cell, a brood cell that they've created, and then they cover they close the cell, and the egg begins to develop, and the larvae eventually hatch in there. And so they create all these individual eggs, and these are all female bees that they're laying, and they're fertilized by sperm that they acquired the previous fall. And if the queen makes a particular pheromone when she's laying these initial eggs, then they become female worker bees. Those develop over the span of maybe a week to 10 days, and then they hatch, metamorphose into adults. Then they begin to help the queen with that work of caring for the eggs that she lays, and she quits going out because now the workers divide up the tasks. Mm-hmm. They're going out and foraging and bringing back food, both pollen and nectar for the young, sustaining themselves and the queen. And she just focuses on the egg laying, and they focus on all the other duties, including caring for the young. A colony can grow, depending upon the species a bumblebee and the circumstances of the year for a given colony might grow to anywhere from maybe 30 to several hundred bees in a nest. Once we get towards the end of the summer, early fall, the queen will quit creating this pheromone that I mentioned. And the eggs that she lays, when she doesn't make this pheromone, they become, have the potential to be queens. So if that pheromone isn't present, then a fertilized egg can become a queen if it's fed more late in its development. And they eventually become bigger. So the larvae of a potential queen will become bigger, grow bigger than the worker larvae were all during the summer. And once the queen, the existing queen, has laid those queen eggs and they're being nurtured, then she will set about laying unfertilized eggs. And those are the eggs that are the males. And those are cared for by the workers, just like all the other eggs. And the males, once they develop into adults and emerge as adults, they spend a few days typically feeding in the nest, taking advantage of the food resources that are being brought in by the workers. And then they leave the nest and they never come back. They go out into the broader world and they spend their time foraging to take care of themselves. And then they also set up a circuit that they fly, and they do scent marking all along the route of that circuit. And they're advertising themselves to the new queens that will subsequently come out. And once the new queens have been raised in the nest and develop into adults and they're ready to take flight, they head out. So this is typically, you know, in the fall, September, probably at the latest around here. They take off into the wider world and they pick up on those scent marks that the males have been leaving, and they'll find a scent mark and they'll wait there. They'll just hang out there, wait for the male to come by on his rounds, and they'll mate with the males, and could be many. Doesn't necessarily have to be a single male, but many. And during this period of time, both the males and these new queens, young queens, are they're just spending the night in bad weather. They're just out there. They're not going, you know, back to a nest. So you might see them. They're the most likely bees for us to see, bumblebees for us to see, perched in a flower head at night. As weather cools down, and then the young queens are looking for a place to spend the winter. And they're typically going to be somewhere underground, and they go into a diapause or hibernation for the winter. The males die, as does the old queen and all the workers. They're done. As the cold weather comes in, they'll be done.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand bumblebees.
You're welcome.